Good morning. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. This known also that in the last day, perilous times shall come. From men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, perverse, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do this also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which in Christ Jesus. All the scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all his goodness and blessing we receive from him. Lord, we praise you and adore you. We come in gratitude for your loving kindness, thy faithfulness, and overflowing blessings we receive. We thank you for eternal life, for the trials, problems that we are passing through, to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for solutions, for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and answered prayers. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus to come to you today to worship you. Lord, we commit once again to serve you and please you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us. Lord, make a way and help us in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife, bless them, strengthen them, help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite, to implement the discipline that you ordained to them to do. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignments well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents, Lord, to grant them good health and strength, to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. Lord, we pray for the single parents in the church to help them and aid them in their lives. We pray for our siblings to lead them in the right way of life. We pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. We commit ourselves to impart to them the gospel and to continue to pray, to prayer and intercede for their salvation. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be safe. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the work of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Lord, heal the sick and provide job for those who are jobless. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodation, in our working places, and people we know back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people on those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations on those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. We pray, Lord, that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places, so your children will prosper, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for the ministries of the church. Pray more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, the church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name will be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
This day, O Lord, without you in our life. O Lord, I pray, Father, that you will continue, O Lord, to anoint each one of us, O Lord. Continue to dwell in our hearts and in our minds, O Lord God, that truly, Lord God, in every aspect of our life, O Lord, we will see your mighty hand moving. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord God, you are our defender. You are our provider. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Hallelujah.
Let's declare it.
Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, whose grace is sufficient for me.
Thank you, Lord God. Join, Lord, you care for each one of us. Hallelujah. It is you, O Lord God, who will continue to light our path. Lord, it is you, O Lord, who will continue to give lamp unto our feet so that we will know where to go. We will be the one, O Lord God, to follow you, O Lord God. You will be the one to lead us and give us, O Lord, the right decision in every aspect of our life. It is your love, O Lord God, that will continue to sustain us day after day.
Thank you.
stand in your presence. We offer you our lives, our body, our soul, our spirit. May you find it pleasing unto your sight, O Lord. Standing in your presence, may you find them, O Lord God, a desirable peace, an instrument for you to use. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. In the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Lord God, I praise you, I adore you. We are grateful, Lord, to come into your presence, for you above God, who created all things, heaven and earth. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, for the salvation and for the all the things that we receive from you. Lord, as we give our tithes and offering and first fruit, Lord, may you please you, O God, and bless us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, we thank you and praise you. This all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled The Peace of God, Part 2. The Peace of God, Part 2. The following are the instructions that God had given to the priest in the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn fest. And one shall take you away with it, and ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way, ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy never fails. Lord, you have become so good to us, O Lord, and faithful to us. Lord, as we listen to your message to us, give us understanding to know what it means and the will to put it into practice. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our path, and a strength to our lives. Lord, I pray, anoint my lips, O Lord God, as I read your message to us today. Yes, Lord, thank you. And this all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Some, they say, that priests are in the Old Testament. But now we are in the grace of Jesus. Peter, who was called by Jesus, and on him he built up his church, called the believers of Christ as royal priesthood. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So it is fit for us to read and apply what God had instructed through his prophet Malachi. God mentioned that his covenant with Levi was a covenant of life and peace. Malachi chapter 2 verse 5, my covenant with him of life and peace. God, when he called us to serve him, we have a covenant with him that from him we will receive eternal life and peace. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Life and peace will come from God, but we need to work it out observing the following. Number one, we need to fear God. We need to fear God. Malachi chapter 2 verse 5. And I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. God is very serious with us, and he needs us to abide with his word and his instructions. Number two, speaking the truth, even people get upset with us. Speaking the truth, even if people get upset with us. Verse 6, Malachi chapter 2, verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. To let the real peace of God to come into our lives, we should speak the truth to the people, even if they will not like to listen to us, or even if they will get upset of it. We still need to tell the truth and not to compromise that what it means with he walk with me in peace and equity. Siding with people's sin and shortcomings that they do against God will kindle the wrath of God against us and against the people whom we are ministering to. Siding with people is a betrayal action against God. We ought to be more alert not to compromise with people in condoning their sins, because that will promote God's anger and jealousy. Not only that, but let us think about the people and let us love them in the true way. If we, who are called by God, will not tell them the truth and will not speak to them to be aware of their sins, then they will not turn away from their sins. God will not change the people and will neither bless them nor bless us if we continue in that attitude and wrong concept. Number three, endeavor to present the word of God to the people in a wise and convincing way to let them depart from their sins. Endeavor to present the word of God to the people in a wise and convincing way to let them depart from their sins. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. We are sent by God to tell his law to the people so they will be enlightened with God's word. Number four, we should abide in the ways of God and not to corrupt the covenant of peace that we have with God. We should abide in the ways of God and not to corrupt the covenant of peace that we have with God. Verse 8, Malachi chapter 2, verse 8. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. We should not allow anything come in between us and God and disturb that close relationship that we have with God. Circumstances will come into our lives that Satan will push and try to introduce and try to convince us to accept sins or wrong practices and ways that contradict the word and the ways of God. Therefore, the more we need to be alert not to allow such things to happen in our midst. Number five, we need to have zeal for the Lord. We need to have zeal for the Lord. In Numbers chapter 25, it speaks about how this covenant of peace was instituted between us and God. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 18. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 18. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosbi, the daughter of Sur. He was head over a people, and of a chief house in Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites, and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cosbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. The people of God started to sin by committing immoralities with the women of Moab and Midian, who led them also to worship idols. God requested Moses to put to death those who did that. Meanwhile, one of the Israelites, in verse 6, and behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman, in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. It was a clear defiance to the command of God and to the whole congregation when that man brought that woman in front of everyone to his tent. In spite that he knew it was sin, Everyone saw what that man did, but only Phinehas acted in a way to please God by making an end of that man and woman and ending the immoral sin that they were committing against God and against his people. In verse 7 and 8, and when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Everyone recognized it as sin, but only one person, Phinehas, had a zeal for the Lord. Only one from among them, his heart was knitted with God and moved to do things to please God. Notice also that Phinehas was not waiting for someone to instruct him or someone to encourage him or to give him order to do it. When he did that, the scripture said, so the plague was stayed from the children of Israel in verse 8. Now we can clearly see how he worked with God to end up the people's sin and troubles. When we keep silent and don't do anything about it to correct it, we are igniting more the anger of God. But when we deal with it properly, we save others and we keep peace and the covenant of peace that we have with God. The Lord, upon what Phinehas did, he instituted his covenant of peace with them. Verse 10 to 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Number 6. We need to be more aware about what will bring peace into our lives and in the life of the church. We need to be more aware about will bring peace, about what will bring peace into our lives and in the life of the church. Verse 14 to 15. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Saulo, a prince of a chief among the Simeonites, and the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosbi, the daughter of Sur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. The meaning of Zimri is music, and the meaning of Cosbi is my lie. Nowadays, music has invaded the churches in a profound way. I am not speaking against using music in worship, but it should not be used more than what the Word of God should be used in attracting the people to the truth and in correcting them and bringing them away from sins. Now, if the music become dominant, and the church is more concerned about it more than the Word of God, and when other things as makeup, dress, perfumes, food, friendship, and flatteries in our midst, then Cosby, my lie, Satan will not find it difficult to send her into the church. When Zimri brought the woman to his tent, if someone would ask him, who is she? He would probably answer and say, Cosby, or my wife. Now, many in relationship with ladies outside the marriage of life, and they consider it my wife. But the truth, it is Cosby, or my lie. And under this category, you can find girlfriend, boyfriend, divorce, and second marriage, second or third wives, single parents who did marry not the father nor the mother of her or his child or children, many who do their own. And if you ask them, why are you doing that? They will answer you and say, it is my life. Isaiah say about those who live worshiping idols the following. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 20. He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, is there not a lie in my right hand? Zimri, when he brought Cosby to his tent, it was an idol in his hand. We need to clean God's church from whatever will bring lies and work of devil in our midst, so peace will come back to us. We need to be more aware when we see the church is so concerned about music, Zimri, because lies, Cosby is not far away. Number seven, we need to fix the false teachers and those who introduce evil things against God's church and his people. We need to fix the false teachers and those who introduce evil things against God's church and his people. Numbers chapter 25, verses 16 to 18. Numbers 25, 16 to 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. The message in your hand, the message in your hand is a stand with God against all who try to come in between and bring sin and compromises and break the covenant of peace that we receive from Jesus as we continue to abide in his will, in his word, and in his plan. In verse 11, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. The meaning of Aaron is light bringer. Aaron, as the light bringer, was the first in his family to get involved in God's service. His four children, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, got involved in serving the Lord. The meaning of Nadab is generous. The meaning of Abihu is, he is my father. The meaning of Eleazar is, God had help. The meaning of Itamar is cause of pants. All these names has link with God and the good things that he did in the life of his people. Aaron, the light bringer, was the first generation, and his four children were the second generation in serving the Lord. But Phinehas was the third generation in the family in serving the Lord, and the meaning of Phinehas is mouth of brass, and it is a strange name. If we meet somebody who named his son mouth of brass, we sure will question him about the meaning of such strange and non-palatable name. There must be a reason why such name with such a meaning was given. The priest, according to Malachi chapter 2, verse 7, he is the mouthpiece of God. Malachi 2, 7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and he should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Phinehas was called the mouth of brass. It may mean a mouth that you cannot twist. and it will be utter precisely the word of God in a precise way. Phinehas was the third generation, God's servant in the family of Aaron, and his ministry would be expected to be more in honoring God than people. I had searched the scripture and the history to find out why Eleazar named his son Phinehas, mouth of brass. Eleazar might be prophetically named his son this way, saying that he will perform with zeal his ministry toward the Lord. Or it might be, as I thought, that the painful events that passed through the life of Eleazar made him experience in a more serious way, that convinced him more and made him understand that drawing near to God is not about receiving more comfort and privileges, but it is more about seriousness in service to honor the Lord by keeping his word and his law intact. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. When Moses said unto Aaron, "This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace, and Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Oshiel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Itamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, unless wrath come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. Eleazar witnessed the death of his two brothers, Nadab and Abihu. They were killed by fire from the Lord, and he was neither allowed to mourn for them nor to leave the tabernacle to bury them. Painful event as such, when God would do is to glorify himself. As Moses said to Aaron in verse 3, "This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." Such things God will do will keep a great and unforgettable impact on the life of the souls who witness such events. Eleazar was a second generation God's servant in his family. Therefore, second generation Christians should use all the opportunities to know God better and to draw near to him. Second generation Christians should take seriously the word of God and to apply seriously in their lives and to teach and inculcate in the lives of their children, so the Lord will be honored in the lives of the third generation. The meaning of Nadab is generous. The meaning of Abihu is he is my father. The meaning of Eleazar is God had help. The meaning of Itamar is cause of palms. The meaning of those who buried Nada and Abeho, Michelle, is who is what God is. The meaning of Ilsapan is my God has protected. The meaning of Oshiel, my strength is in God. All our second generation names who speak about the goodness of God toward mankind. That is true of God. But man need to fear God and revere him and walk and live according to his decrees and his statutes so that God's wrath due to sin would be prevented and peace will rule in the midst of our families and congregations. My dear and beloved, names and people with actions like Phineas are the glory of God and are kind of servants and ministers that the church needs today. So that God's name will be feared and his word would be applied and his peace be reigned. We really need to have the three kinds of names and actions in God's church to bring the light, to claim God's promises and trusting him that he will help, and not to forget to use a mouth of brass that will speak the precise word to correct, to rebuke, and to deal with sins, so we can bring the peace of Jesus to God's church and to his household. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that makes me understand the way to receive peace from you. Lord, thank you for your teaching and the admonishments I receive from you in this message. Come now to God and repent and renounce all your sins. Repent and renounce your compromises, lies, and flatteries. Repent of condoning and covering up sins to please people. Repent of your lust and immoralities in the form of dating, courting, boyfriend, girlfriend, masturbation, pornography, divorce, and remarriage, live-in relationship, a single parent married not the father nor the mother of her or his child or children. Repent of the fear of men and your lack of the fear of God. Repent and renounce your worldliness, your love of money and material things. Repent of your lack of reading of God's word, life of prayer, and being yoked with non-believers and wasting your time on the media, news and games. Repent of all your idols and the wrong things that you are doing that contradict the word of God and his will. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit my life to the principles of your word to clean myself, my family, and your church from the sins that we tackle in this message. Thank you. my brethren and my sisters who repented and come back to you that are willing to amend their ways. Lord, bring peace in their lives and use them to clean their families and the ministries they are in. From all the sins we tackle in this message, Lord, continue to rebuke and correct those who are not yet repented. Lord, bless us as your church as we continue to serve you and combating the sins of immoralities and idols worship among your people. Lord, expose sins and help us to deal wisely with those involved in them. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and lead us and enable us to reach new people, making new disciples and training new workers, and to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm, so we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Good morning.